when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious, precious Blood River Radio family out there, listeners. Thank you so, so much for being here. And where is here? Here is Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio. We always say this is the first of every show. We are the only radio outfit I know in the world. That we're here, our sole dedicated purpose is to fight against global white genocide. It's been in existence ever since, really since the Garden of Eden, but it's really, really picked up in the past several hundred years by every single war you can possibly think of. It's really been a war against Christian white people. But that's what we're here for, Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bomber Deer Miller, and you thought, folks, this is the last weekend of April. Well, time is really getting away. This is April the 29th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Almighty God, year of 2023. And you know what? Of our Lord and Savior, we always say this, Jesus Christ, Jesus is the only name under the sun in which man can be saved. No, there's no other way you can be saved, folks. It's God's way or the highway. That's just the way it is. He sent his son here to pay the sin price, even though he sent him, him being Jesus Christ, the son. He came on his own free will, and he suffered, died, buried, and was rose on the third day. And if you believe that, if you believe in your heart and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and he rose again on the third day, you shall be saved. That's not Eddie Miller talking, that's scripture. Folks, with that, I say, you know, this is a Christian show. And we always start with a prayer. And if my brother, my spirit brother, who I'm very proud of, love him to death, there's no one like Rand. I think he's here. Did you say he's here? He's not. Well, where Rand is, I don't know. He's supposed to be calling in. I'm surprised. Something must have happened to him. Anyway, since he's not here, I will say the prayer. We may have to call him during the break if he doesn't show up. He might get bit by one of those rattler snakes we're talking. I was talking with Rand about an hour ago before I say the prayer. This is one of the rabbit trails. We're talking about rattlesnakes, and they got a lot of them down there in Alabama where he lives. So, and he nailed one in his yard. He said after they skinned it, it was 7.5 inches wide. So anyway, I hope he hadn't been bit by a rattlesnake. But people, if you will, bow your head. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And I'm also going to read a scripture I have out here outlined. I was going to read later, but I might read it in a minute. So people, if you will, bow your head. Almighty Father God, maker of heaven and earth, maker of all things seen and unseen. Oh Lord, there's more proof for you now than ever. If you will look around, Lord, people that claim to, that we call, us Christians call atheists, they're not atheists. In fact, oh Lord, most all evil people, and I'm talking about truly evil, they worship Satan directly or indirectly, whether or not they even know that they're worshiping Satan, but they do. Comes to mind, Rupert Murdoch comes to mind. Lord, as you know, Rupert Murdoch, the 90-year-old geezer, who called off a wedding with a lady 60 years his junior because she mentioned God. He went into a conniption fit. So, Lord, all we have to do here on earth for a non-believer is to look around at how the Satanists act when the name Jesus is mentioned. The name Jesus is mentioned, it brings them into a conniption fit. I know it's a cliche, oh Lord, but it's like throwing water, holy water on a vampire. But oh Lord, with all that rhetoric aside, we need you more than ever, Lord. We here in the United States, in America, especially in the South, we're under attack like no one has ever seen. Not any time since this country was born. I guess technically in 1776, later on in 1789, with the ratification of our Constitution, which was really based on the Holy Bible and your word, Lord, we're under attack more now than ever. Christians are being killed in churches. They're being killed in school with total impunity from the criminals. Oh, Lord, all that in mind, Lord, if you will, continue to look after us, remnant, the people that love you and follow you. Lord, give us, and Lord, this is what I beg more than anything. Lord, please give us the courage and give us the wisdom to continue to name the enemy. We know the enemy, to continue to name the enemy. And Lord, this is another prayer. Please give courage to our fellow people in the radio business, our fellow followers, to get some courage and don't freak out just because someone happens to mention a solution over the radio. And we know, Lord, these people know that the solution that we've mentioned on this radio show is the only solution. Don't start freaking out and saying, oh, you may be breaking some kind of a law or something like that. So we either do the solution, we follow your will, oh Lord, or we don't. We'll follow it one way or the other. We will follow it on the radio show, on the radio waves, or we'll follow it in the street with pamphlets or whatever. But we're going to spread the word come hell or high water. And Lord, if you will, please continue to give us the courage to do that. And I'll ask all this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Well, people, as you know, not only do we say the prayer here, we always name our donors. And you know what, Lord, people, we have some of the greatest donors of the world. This week, just this very week, Old Biscuit sent a humongous donation in here. And I'm going to read one of this, a text message he just sent a minute, today, just this very day. We also have Ken of Lynbrook, New York. I mean, thank you so much, Biscuit. Ken, thank you so much. I've got to write you a letter. I've got something I've got to send you too, Ken. Thank you so much for sending this precious money that you send. We have to have it. We can't live without the money. Blood River Radio can't survive without donations. Liberty News Radio can't survive without donations. It costs a lot of money. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you why it's cost even more money than it used to, if I don't forget, because we've been deplatformed so many times. I think we've been deplatformed. I'm going to say five times. People, you know what? We are running out of host sites. Our webmaster, bless his heart, I was really been kind of paranoid that he might get tired of continually having to do the same thing over and over and over and over again, finding new host sites. I don't know exactly how it works, but we're working about our fifth host site because we dare mention name the enemy and we dare mention solutions. So anyway, those were our two donors. I'm gonna read your text. I'm gonna go in here. Hang on, I'm gonna put my phone down. I'm gonna read this text message, man. Let's see, where is it? Here it is. Okay. This text just came just today. It says, hello, Eddie. We're blessed to have made it through another week into another broadcast day. One day we will look back on these as the good old days when at least we could complain loudly about the Zao supremacist system that is orchestrating our genocide. Blood River Radio has zeroed in on white genocide like no other and never gets distracted by other meaningless topics like politics, elections, opinion polls, etc. Eddie, you're a blessing to our people, and I'm proud to support you. May the others all finally figure out that you've been right. No quarter. That comes from Biscuit in Florida. Thank you so much, Biscuit. You're a great inspiration to me. You certainly are. We couldn't make it without Biscuit and these other people like that. But people, I'm not reading that just for my ego, because as you know, I could not do this program by alone. We've gone through a lot of co-hosts. One of them moved to South America. One of them has got married and has a child, maybe another one on the way. He's had a tough time. He's been deplatformed. He lost his job, at least one job I know. He lost his first job when we went to Charlottesville, and his employer found out that we rode to Charlottesville together. But we have, you know, our other co-host. Now, I don't even like to call them co-hosts. They're brothers and sisters, and we're all in this together. Anyway, the praise that Biscuit has given me, that same amount of praise goes to our brothers and sisters, because God knows they deserve it. And here's a little outline, folks, if I have time before we go to the break. The first hour is going to be me and Rand. I'm sure Rand will be called at any time. If we can, we'll hunt him down some kind of way, but it's going to be me and Rand. Also, the second hour, we're bringing this lady back. She was on last week. Her name is Mindy Esposito. She's hardcore. I talked to her, I think, yesterday. They're having a function at Stone Mountain, Georgia today. They've already gone. Supposedly, the function was over at 2 p.m. Central, so she should be able to. We're calling her the second hour. She's going to be on the entire second hour. Excuse my horses, y'all. And listen, the third hour, it's going to be the Blood River Radio Sisters. God knows I love those two sisters. I love them so much. Everybody, me, Gene, Rand, we love them to death. We're really protective of them. Of course, Braveheart, a.k.a. I hear the music. Anyway, Braveheart's in Canada. Nancy's in Louisville, Kentucky. But we love them just like they're here in this room. So, people, hold on to your seats. Okay, we'll be right back after this first break. Hang on, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, listen to that commercial you just heard. When that sound bite, whatever you call it, the gorilla. I wish I could remember his name. He was one of my favorite actors in the Planet of the Apes, a movie. I think Planet of the Apes came out, was it the 70s? Well, anyway, the guy had it right. You can talk about your law. You know, I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm thinking back in the past when I used to talk about the Constitution. We got our Constitution. Nobody's going to bother us. We got a Constitution, man. You know, that Constitution is totally worthless. I hate to say it, but Bush, we had Pappy Bush, and Sunboy Bush, Pappy Bush being the first presidents. I can never keep straight which one was which. But Sunboy Bush, he was credited with saying, telling people, stop throwing the Constitution in my face because it's nothing but a GD piece of paper. Well, you know what? He was right, folks. It ain't nothing but a GD piece of paper. And since the Bible, my Holy Bible I got right here, it's nothing but a piece of paper, if you want to think about it. If it's not, if you don't read it, if you don't obey it, if you don't stand up for the Constitution, which we try to do this here on the air, the so-called Constitution, and really more so the Bible, I put my faith, and this isn't, I hope this isn't going to be too big of a rabbit trail, because I'm getting to a point in just a second. But if you don't, the Constitution, like Matt Goodwin used to say, is a failed document. And it really is, because we failed the damn document. It's not perfect anyway. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I think, you know, some people say, well, it was written by the Freemasons, and they could have been Freemasons. But here's the thing. If we did follow the Constitution, but more so, like I say, if we followed the Holy Bible, we would not be in the straits we're in right now. Speaking of that, before I get down to the nitty gritty, I'm going to read a scripture here because, and I'll tell you why. People, it's been proven to me lately. It came to me. I was running yesterday. I was praying when I was on a 9-mile run. And we haven't been leaning on God enough. We have not been depending on Jesus enough. We need to ask God. We need to ask Jesus to fight our battles because we are losing people. I don't care. We hear all these people saying, oh, our people are waking up, Eddie. Boy, we're sure waking up. Well, where the hell are we? And you know what? Here's what I say. It's okay. Let's just say that 98% of them are awake. 98% of these little milquetoast, little spineless SOBs are awake. Then what? I used to tell this to Lee Cochran. Lee Cochran was kind of, I love him to death. But he was really kind of shy, if you know what I mean. He didn't like controversy. He didn't like taking chances. I said, okay. And Lee would say, okay, we got to wake up all of our people. That's our job is to educate all these people out there. Okay, we got them educated. Now what? We're going to sit here and we're going to obey the law. Come hell or high water, we're going to obey the law in everything we do. Well, let me ask you this. Now, which law are we talking about, folks? Are we talking about God's law? Or if you're not going by God's law, let me ask you this. Do you have the balls to follow God's law? Or are you going to do what's safe? Are you going to continue to do what Zog, the so-called laws we are following right now, that we have to follow? Like these red, just say for instance, pick one out. These red flag laws that are handed down by our enemies. Are we going to obey those laws or are we going to obey God's law? Because you can't have it both ways. You cannot. Now, we'll get to more of that in a minute. Because I see Rand's in. We're going to bring him just a second. Before we go to Rand, I got to read this scripture right here. This is in the sixth chapter of Ephesians. We read this thing 50 times, but it's very applicable to these days. It says, it's the whole armor of God. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Here's the key point. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's the name of the game. It's more evident right now that Satan is ruling this damn world. It's more evident now than it ever has been in my lifetime, in anybody's lifetime of the past 200 years. I'm getting ready to go to Rand just a second. Just look what happened. Just look what's happened lately. We got this thing, this demon-infested, demon-possessed thing up there in Nashville that slaughtered three precious innocent children and three other adults. Okay, we have two black, you know, I'm black, so I've been discriminated against, Maine. But anyway, we got these two black representatives in the Tennessee House that got kicked out because they were, you know, causing an insurrection. It was an insurrection in the Tennessee House. Well, they got kicked out. Well, guess what? Guess who brought them into the White House? This this weirdo who is as weird and crazy and perverted as anybody else in the LGBT movement. Biden has brought him up there to the White House and honored them. And not only that, one of these blacks said that tells Biden that, hey, man, the South, the Southern states, they bees getting out of control, man. They're going rogue on us. We got to do something about that, man. And that damn president, he'd come back and he'd say, you'd be so right. He said, you are absolutely right. They're totally out of control. We're going to do something about that. Anyway, before I go back to the rest of this outline, I got to shut the hell up and bring Rand. We got to hold to Rand. How you doing, Rand?
I'm doing good, Eddie. I'm sorry. I got held up a little bit and couldn't call in a few minutes later. But I'm just glad to be back on your program today and looking forward to the next couple hours or so. So,
well, I'll tell you what. I thought one of them big rattlesnakes. I was telling everybody, I bet a rattlesnake got you or that bulldozer ran over you. Well, look, I'm going to finish on this little – I'm going to set this table. Oh, you go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just going to say last week we did get the bulldozer going, and it's running right now as we speak. So, but, you know, I read something the other day when I got on – You were in the middle of your commentary there, Eddie, and you're exactly right. I read something the other day that went kind of like this. It said the reason that we have 17,000 pages in our law books is because we can't follow 10 lines on a tablet made of stone.
That's true.
We have all these man-made laws. But we can't follow 10 simple guidelines that our father put forth for us to go by. And you know, Ed, I know I'm jumping around a little bit, but we talked a little bit earlier. Used to, like in Alabama and the Southeast, you know, we could consider ourselves, we took pride in being the Bible Belt, you know, but we've let that slip away. We can't say that we're the Bible Belt anymore. I mean, we've turned every facet of our society. We tried to take God out of every facet of it. If you mention God, it's something, you know. And I know you're probably gonna bring this up in a little bit also about Tucker. You know, you and I were talking, and you had said that Tucker. The main thing that Tucker, where he really went wrong, was talking about how we more or less should repent and should turn back to God. And
right.
These higher ups, elite, like Buford Murdoch, all that they can't stand that. I mean, and
that's
we're not talking about atheists. These people believe in Christ, like you said, Eddie. They believe in Christ. They just hate him.
They believe in Christ. You know what, Rand? They believe in Christ more than the Southern Baptists. They believe in Christ more than they know, and they're afraid of Christ. Go ahead, Rand.
Yeah, that's right, Eddie. They're afraid. They've come and they've took away our symbols. They've took away our monuments. But you know what they want? They want the most, Eddie. They want to take away us. They want us gone. Anybody that even has an inkling, a little bit of faith in God, Christianity, I mean, you have got the X mark on you. And if people can't see that, they're blind, or they just refuse. They don't want to see it. But that's where we at in our society. And you know, really, it's an exciting. We've said this on the show before. It's really an exciting time to be alive. If you just wake up and get involved, I hear the music coming.
Folks, we'll be right back. We'll go back. I'm going to set the table a little bit more, then we'll bring old Rand back in. So hang on, folks. Be right back.
Daily Liberty News. Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A Russian missile that destroyed an apartment building in Ukraine has killed at least 25 people. Ukrainian President Zelensky said the apartment was one of 10 residential buildings damaged in that airstrike. Russia says they were targeting Ukraine's military forces. Five people are dead after a dispute with a neighbor in the Texas town of Cleveland, which is about an hour north of Houston. According to San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers, police received a call about harassment.
My understanding is that the victims, they came over to the fence, said, hey, do you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to go to sleep. And he had been drinking, and he says, I'll do what I want to in my front yard.
Police believe that suspect, 38-year-old Francisco Oropez, has fled the country. More severe weather is heading for the southern U.S. this weekend. Damaging thunderstorms will take place from Texas to Florida with strong winds, heavy rains, flooding, and even hail. By tomorrow, those storms will have moved from Florida to the Carolina coast. People are being urged to stay inside during the violent weather. There's word that U.S. regulators will take over First Republic Bank.
Reuters reports the FDIC will place the troubled bank under receivership imminently. According to the news agency, a source familiar with the matter said the regulator feels there isn't any more time for a rescue of the bank through the private sector. First Republic shares sank more than 40% on Friday, making it the biggest loser of the session on the stock market. This would be the third bank failure this year after the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in March. I'm Karen Sloan.
Hundreds of Americans have been evacuated from Sudan, according to the State Department. Pentagon says it is acting on a request for the military to support the safe departure of U.S. citizens and their immediate family members. It's an estimated 16,000 Americans living in Sudan. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'd just like to explain to you a few things why I'm kind of wound up, maybe more so than usual. I'm trying to stay within the boundaries, though. You know, we were deplatformed again, but... several weeks ago, we were down. I was down. It was a month or more, over a month before I could even get in my emails, my Blood River Radio emails. That's how powerful our enemy is. And our webmaster worked his tail off. He has other jobs too. He does us because he loves us and he respects what we do. He loves our program. He really does. He probably loves us more than he should. But he got us back up. But you know what? I don't know how many more times he can do that. I really don't, because, I mean, there's only so many host sites out there, web up to, and I don't understand any of that. But that's what happened to us, folks. Our web. That's why you said a lot of people, you were, 50 people must have called and told me that our website was down. And it's like they say, did you know your website was down? Well, yeah, you know. And that's why our website was down. Hadn't been answering emails because the whole thing was crashed. We're up now. But I'm not even going to get excited about us being up, because I'm thinking we've been up. This happened so many times before. And what really got us in trouble, folks, I'm going to tell you flat out, this is how it is. In radio, in media, You can say anything. You can bitch and complain and moan and groan. You can bay like a jackass as long as you don't start naming the enemy. And especially, double, triple, especially, if you start naming the solutions, if you start naming what's going to have to be done in the end, when it's all said and done, and we all know what that's going to be, if you start talking about that, then your tail is going to get kicked off the air, and you might even go to jail. I mean, that's coming because it's happening. But anyway, that's what happened to us, folks. Well, we're back with full, hitting on all eight cylinders right now, and hopefully it's for a while. Now I'm going to go off on this little outline, some thoughts I put down, and we'll go to Rand and see what he has to say about it. And I know Rand will have plenty to say. All right. It was said, my precious webmaster said, he didn't exactly say we violated the law, but it was almost that. He said we were promoting violence. That's what gets you. You have to be peaceful. You have to, for God, no matter what happens, if these people come into your house, Rand, if a bunch of guys come into your house with chainsaws, they want to rape your wife and then cut her up, Rand, for whatever what you do, don't lift a finger. Don't try to defend her, because Rand, that might be a violent act. And you know what? Our media people, the Zog media, they'll say Rand was a bad guy if he has to defend her. If you even suggest a solution that that will work, that will counteract the violence, you will be a bad person. And you know what, Rand? Then and the FBI might come into your door. But anyway, so we violated Zog's law. You know, later on, when we go into the prison camps and we go into the prisons, Rands, and we try to resist anything, and if we try to resist, like, you know, when I got drafted with basic training, they said, if you get captured, when you go to Vietnam, Ed, and you get captured, it's your duty. You're supposed to try, from the very seconds you're captured, Rand, you're supposed to try to escape. You do not ever cooperate with the enemy. Never. And if you do, if they get you in a concentration camp, you work day and night to try to escape. You do not, under any circumstances, cooperate with the enemy. Well, that's different here in this country here. The law in this country here, you're supposed to cooperate with the enemy. No matter what it costs you. You're supposed to follow Zog's law to the letter. Like I said, you can stay on the radio, you can have a newspaper, you can talk about anything. You can complain when the cows come home, but don't name the enemy and don't name solutions. We can talk about all this dribble, all this worthless dribble crap about preaching, about Jesus, about the Constitution, about being civil, civility garbage. We can do all that as long as we don't name the enemy and as long as we don't name solutions. And we all know who the enemy is. The enemy is the same enemy you've had forever. It's the damn devil and his officer corps, the Jews. And we're going to have a program. We're going to name these Jews. People say, well, you just can't say the Jews. You have to name them. Well, we're going to name them. We're going to have a whole program soon. Braveheart talked about this once. We're going to show who owns the media, who owns the pharmaceutical companies, who owns the universities, who's in the State House, who are all the advisors in the White House, who is the head of the Attorney General, the Defense Chief. We're going to name every single one of them, and they're all Jews. And now I'm going to go with this one more thing. We'll go bring Rand in. And this DeSantis, all you people think about, this Ron DeSantis, is that his first name? This Governor DeSantis in Florida, oh, he's a great hope. He's a constitutionalist. He's going to beat back the invaders from Mexico and stuff. Well, the sorry dog just came back from Israel, where he signed Florida HB 269 into law. Well, people, here's another law that you've got to obey. You can't even, Florida, if you even hand out a stinking pamphlet, it's considered a felony. And you can do, up to 5 years in prison, maybe more, and this hellacious fine. So you can't hand out pamphlets. You can't talk on the radio because you'll be violating the law. And we have to obey the law at all costs. Even if it costs your family's death, you have to obey the law. Meanwhile, we have the NIGs, The BLM and the Jew Antifa burning entire cities down. They're roasting. They can roast marshmallows on a burning skyscraper. Property values have dropped like the Titanic in all these cities because the damn BLM and the ADF Antifa have burned these cities down just like rush piles. They're having sex in the streets in these places like San Francisco. They're camping out in people's yards in places like Washington, in California. And the people that live there, the citizens can't get rid of them because they'll be violating laws. Now, Rand, with that, I'm going to shut up, buddy, and you take off for the rest of the show, fella, before I get us kicked off the air again.
And yeah, Eddie, and you know, these tentacles of these corrupt governments, they run deep. I mean, they're down into our smaller cities, our local governments. It's just not in the big cities anymore. I mean, it's trickled right on down. And I'd just like to give one example of how evil and how vindictive and vicious these type people are. And this is just one of thousands of examples. Is you take that magnificent monument that was taken down in Charlottesville, that Robert E. Lee monument, that many went up there on August 2017 to simply try to defend and you know, say a few speeches and gather and just have a little bit of voice of support for this, which was denied, as we all know, and how that all turned out. But and still ongoing, by the way. But that monument, these evil bastards. I don't know any other way to put it. They're not satisfied, Eddie, and to the listeners out there. They're not satisfied with just removing that monument and setting it aside somewhere, or maybe letting somebody take it and put it on private property so that people that did want to go and see it as part of our history, a very honorable man and leader of the South, that they're not just satisfied, y'all, with taking that down and hiding it away somewhere. They want to destroy it. There's a couple of lawsuits going on right now where people are a couple of certain different groups are attempting to try to keep it from being destroyed. But they want to melt it down. They want to melt it down and make new art out of it. If that's not vindictive and in your face, just like what you brought up with DeSantis going to Israel. Why does he go to Israel to sign these new bogus trumped up laws? Why does he have to go over there? They should, any law of this land, good, bad, or indifferent, it should at least be signed into law here. That should just show people another sign that really and truly who is running this country, who is running things behind the scenes. It's that eternal enemy that's old as the days long, the children of Satan. And they're alive and well, and I hear the music coming, and we'll pick back up when we come back.
We sure will. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and war is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
Some folks are born made to wave the flag. Ooh, they're red, white, and blue.
Dear Blood River Radio family, this is our last segment of this hour, and then me and Rand will bringing in Miss Misty Esposito in a minute to give us a she's going to report from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Here's something I got from the desk of Ron Paul, and we'll read this and go right back to Rand. He says, a few weeks ago, something incredible happened. A bill called the Restrict Act was set to sail through Congress. Innocuously referred to as a bill to ban TikTok, the Chinese-owned social network, which is now the most popular in the world. And it goes on down here. I'm going to skip a few paragraphs. Blah, 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 blah. It says, what is the Restrict Act? It's the most terrifying piece of legislation in years. I hope that's not hyperbole. If not the most terrifying piece of legislation ever introduced in American history. It says it would give the government the ability to target anyone they deem as a national security risk, regular people like you and me, Rand, and allow them to remotely access every piece of electronics we own, from our computers, cell phones, even the damn cameras on the front porch. And if they find you in violation, and I'll put this there, what do they consider a violation? They can seize your property, fine you $1 million, and imprison you for up to 20 years. Don't expect a fair trial either, because the Restrict Act limits judicial review to the notoriously corrupt and partisan D.C. Circuit Court. And you can't raise a defense for the rules or being issued in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act. Relevant agency actions are exempt from review. In other words, they write the rules and hold them against you. So in other words, Rand, that's just to cut it short, and I'm not going to read any more of that. We're being surveyed, all of our electronic stuff. This computer I'm talking on, this mic I'm talking on, this computer I'm reading on, the cell phone I'm just reading on, all your stuff, we're being tracked 24/7. And if they say that you violated some kind of a terrorist, you were a security risk or some kind of a terrorist thing, you know, if you say something bad about the government, I just told you what they can do to you. They can put you in violation in prison for 20 years, Rand, fine you $1 million. So that's just more fire. That's just more stuff add to the fire, more fuel for the fire, Rand. But anyway, go back to whatever you were talking about. You can take off on that if you want to, or anything else you want to talk about, Rand. I hope I didn't interrupt you too much. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, Eddie. I mean, we had talked, and you had said earlier in the show about, being took off our internet several times and losing our platform and all for supposedly promoting some kind of violence or something. But let's just be clear, because me and you have talked about this. We are not on here telling anybody to go out and commit any kind of violence on any certain individual. We're not doing that. But when you have laws being set in place, like what you just read that come from Ron Paul, what you just read, Eddie, we're being pushed to that violence. We're being nudged right on into that violence. You're not going to have to necessarily be violence. The violence, if you just take any kind of stand, speak out, stand up against any of this, the violence is going to eventually jump in your lap. What we want people to be aware of and to do is be prepared and to wake up and realize that these people are giving us no choice. I mean, are we going to sit back, brothers and sisters, and let these people completely take over every facet of our lives without firing a shot? Are we going to do that? Are we just going to sit back and just let them treat us worse than livestock? I mean, I, for one, I'm not. And I'm not saying what somebody should do or what somebody shouldn't do, but where's the good men at? Where's the and you know, none of this is going to be pretty. I run into a guy the other day, an ex-Marine. I was standing waiting to pick up some food, and it popped up about something about our society and way things was going. And that gentleman said himself, he said, yep, it's coming down to a civil war. And it's going to be some type of civil war type event that is going to take place and happen. But I mean, it's inevitable. I mean, this just can't keep going. We might as well just all go ahead and load up on the train and go off to wherever that they want to put us for the rest of our lives, which would probably be for a short rest of our lives once you get on that train, so to speak, because you're not going to live very much longer anyway. So why go out like that? At least go out with a little bit of honor and have a little dignity about you that you could at least say, well, you know, I did put a little effort into trying to save somewhat of our society for the future of our children and grandchildren. Because listen, each day that we sit back as grown men and do nothing, we just let that burden get heavier, excuse me, on the backs of our children and our grandchildren.
That's what I've been saying,
Rand. That's what we do. Yes, each day we wait, we're just letting it load them on down. I don't know what it's going to take to get things going in a better direction, because it's daily that we see things pop up. It's not just every now and then. I mean, it's just an ongoing. Every day is something that makes you shake your head and say, "My goodness, that's unbelievable." I mean, I read a thing the other day where in some city that there's a certain group suing automakers for making cars that are easily stolen. I mean, my goodness, you would think that would be something that you'd read on Babylon Bee or that other channel that has all that outrageous stuff on it. I mean, but that's serious. I mean, but don't blame the people actually going out and holding people at gunpoint to steal that car and take your property. It's not their fault. Oh no, it's the automaker's fault because they don't make the car correctly. I mean,
you know what,
that's
Rand?
Just like. That's,
you know,
go, yeah, go ahead, Eddie.
You're closer than you think. The prosecutor in New York, in Manhattan, has said that arresting people for breaking into car automobiles, he said prosecuting them white supremacy. He said it's racist and white supremacy to prosecute somebody for breaking into a car. Here's something else. We have a commercial that Gene Andrews did. He said he was quoting Robert E. Lee, I believe it was, and Confederate general that was born over in Little Rock, Arkansas, said pretty much the same thing. He says, if United States, if we lose this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home. Well, that's exactly what's happened here. Listen, our government, Rand, is talking. They're bitching, complaining. We got to take these guns away from all these civilians. We got to take these AR-15s away. But you know what? At the same time, they're sending deactivated uranium and F-15 fighter bombers and tanks to the Ukraine. The most high-tech, most deadly weapons they possibly think of, they send them to the Ukraine. They send them to Afghanistan, into Iraq. Anywhere that the Zog government wants to go and beat somebody down, they have the most high-tech weapons there is. But you, Rand, your wife can't have a little Airlite 5-shot 38 special because that makes her a terrorist. And here's something. Here's how you do it. If people won't talk about it, we won't do it legal, and we don't want to use violence, all that crap. Well, here it is. We have this little thing called the Federalist Papers. I used to read it a long time ago, and I gave up on it. But the Federalist Papers talked about, I think it was Federalist number 69, if I remember right, talked about the constitutional militia of the several states. The people I'm not talking about, Ed, going off on a loose cannon here. I'm talking about the Constitution of the United States. It talks about a constitutional militia. It says that the constitutional militia of the several states should always be about 9 to 10 times larger than the standing army. The founders greatly feared a large standing army, rightfully so. And that's the way to do it. But our people, Rand, have not had the guts, don't have the brain. They can't even spell the Federalist Papers. They don't care about that. They're just like these Palestinians. I've been reading this book from about what's going on in Palestine, you know, ethnic cleansing in Palestine. Did you know the Palestinians really didn't give a damn most of the time? Most of those Palestinians just want their life as normal. I'll talk about that more on another time. But that's the way our people are. They don't give a damn in this country here what happens to their grandchildren. If we don't, Rand, you did it right. If we men, if us white Christian men don't completely reverse, it's too late to stop the total communist takeover because we already had it. If we can't roll this total communist takeover back and stop these LGBT plus fags, they're going to be sodomizing our little grandsons, sodomizing our little granddaughters. They're going to be cutting their breasts off, and they're going to be giving you, mama and dad, in a prison if you raise one single hand to stop it, just like they're doing in Washington State right now. It's going to spread to other states, Rand, that they're going to put people in prison if they don't let their little kids get castrated and get their breasts cut off and get all kinds of, you know, transitional treatments. But Rand, I'm shutting up. We're almost out of time for this hour. But go ahead, Rand. Take us out to the second hour. Go ahead and finish up until we go to the second hour.
Yeah, just one more thing I'd like to mention that was on the local news, which I don't watch anymore. I had for years, but somebody sent it to me on my phone, where the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac have got new guidelines coming out. You know, used to, if you had a good credit score, you know, you got a lower interest rate. Well, they're reversing all that. You're going to be penalized now for having a good credit score, and people that don't have a credit score will have a lower interest rate, and in other words, they'll qualify easier now than a good credit score may qualify, but you're gonna pay a higher interest rate for having a good credit score.
So they're sticking it, Rand, they're sticking it to Whitey.
Yes, absolutely.
They're sticking it to Whitey, and they're rewarding Leroy. Yeah, he's gonna be a good credit score, man. We're gonna take that money away from Rand, though. Well, people, we got to go to the second hour. We're going to pick up Miss Mindy Esposito. She's going to fill us in on what happened at Stone Mountain, Georgia. Be right back, folks. Go get you some coffee. It's going to be a long break.